based in Minneapolis. It's a debut EP, Seeing the Trees for the Leaves. Anna Devine here on 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Chance for some showers today with the Brainerd area having a chance for some thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, highs 68 up to 79 with calm winds becoming east-southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Current temperatures throughout the area, Brainerd is starting to see some rain around 61 along with Aiken and Park Rapids at 63 with rain, Grand Rapids 65, Hibbing 67 along with Bemidji. For live music, tomorrow night, we've got the Hooligans are playing at Keg and Quirk in Bemidji at 5 o'clock. Brock Bolio is at the Bluebell Event Center in Bemidji at 5:30. Joaquin Phoenix is playing the 2nd Street Stage in Park Rapids for a 6 o'clock set. And Charlie Wagner will be at Revel Brewing in Park Rapids at 6 o'clock. Programming is supported by Grand Dental Center, where Drs. Lisa Johnson, Leanna McBride, and their staff provide full-service family dental care for patients of all ages in Grand Rapids and surrounding communities. More information at granddentalcenter.com. And we want to thank Bemidji's Natural Choice Farmers Market for their support, offering healthy choices to people with locally grown produce, meats, eggs, fresh baked goods, and more. Open Saturdays at 9 a.m. at the Union Square on 2nd and Paul Bunyan. Learn more at BemidjisNaturalFarmersMarket.com and on Facebook. On today in 1984, Prince released the Purple Rain album ahead of the premiere of the iconic film. And so we're going to listen to little Prince here. This is When Doves Cry.
My father too. call my name. Just stop by here, take away my pain. Sun went down. Well, I didn't feel bad until the sun went down. I didn't have nobody to put my arms around.
The latest from Charlie Musselwhite, Lookout Highway, title track from his new album. And we heard from Mount Joy with Gigi Perez. In the Middle was the name of that song. That's off their album, Hope We Have Fun. Prince started that off, When Doves Cry. And you are listening to Headwaters on KAXE, your source for great music. You can hear this weekdays at 9 a.m. I'm Kari Headland, your host today. We receive support from the Winnipeg Folk Festival, celebrating their 50th anniversary of the festival, July 10th through the 13th. Festival presents music from around the world, featuring Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, Allison Russell, Christina Vane, and over 60 more. Tickets and info at winnipegfolkfestival.ca. We also want to thank Grand Rapids State Bank for their support, committed to serving the Grand Rapids area for over 110 years. More at grsb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Joining me now on Headwaters is Malachi Coons. He is headed out tomorrow, heading off to the Blue Ox Music Festival. Morning, Malachi.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Sounds like you're a guest here. I mean, you are a guest, sort of.
I'm a guest, and I work here, so they hear me sometimes. But
sometimes.
You know, I thought I would just do the classic, good morning.
Good morning. So you're headed off. You're kicking off festival season.
I know, first one of the year.
I mean, well, Festival Rialto, but like in a different way.
Yeah, Festival Rialto up in Grand Rapids, but heading to the first kind of 3-day camping type festival with lots of different bands to check out, mix of names that I know and I'm looking forward to seeing, and some, you know, those obviously at a festival this big, you always stumble on someone that you don't know that is like a new find. So yeah, I'll be headed down to Eau Claire. If anyone's going to Blue Ox, come say hi. I'll have some sort of KEXE t-shirt on or something, and I'm going to be checking out a lot of different bands. They always have a lot of Minnesota artists, so for what I do with Minnesota Mixtape, Fridays at 10, it's a great place to look into those kind of bands and find, to see what their live show is like. You know, we might book them up here for different things, looking into some of that kind of how their live sound is, what they're like, and hopefully getting to connect with them as well. So I'm very much looking forward to it, heading down there tomorrow.
So for the Minnesota artist portion, are there names on this lineup that you are not yet familiar with?
No.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Maybe. If there
that
are,
means
then
you're
I'm,
doing your job.
If there okay. are, then I'm unaware of them. But yes, I would say that a lot of them, let's see, you know, there's groups there like Room 3, which is a really new one for us, that we have their new album in our rotation here and have been playing it on Minnesota Mixtape. I had seen them at the First Avenue Best New Band Showcase last year. So I had done.
Oh, I didn't realize they were part of that.
They were picked last year. And
what's
they
their live show like?
Just funky, really, really wild jazz music.
Okay.
Yeah, but like really tight. Like every time they stop, they all just hit it at the same moment. Everything is super locked in. Claire Doyle, kind of a country artist that we played a lot of last year. Also, so I haven't seen her before, but heard a lot of good things. And it's a lot of, yeah, they put a lot of that kind of Minnesota artists on their lineup that are, you know, we've maybe played here or over the last couple of years are really bubbling up. Mae Simpson's on the lineup. We brought Mae up to Grand Rapids for one of our events last summer, and they rocked it as well. So there could be some more out there that maybe have a Minnesota connection that I'm not aware of. So I guess I shouldn't say that I totally don't know, but many of them are going to be folks that we've at least played some of their recorded music.
So this is the festival that Pert Near Sandstone has been a very large part of and collaborated with. So they're obviously on the lineup this year. Let's talk about who else is on there.
Yeah, at the top of the, I would say, so kind of going from the top down, usually Blue Ox has sort of bluegrass, jamgrass, kind of royalty at the top of their lineup, I would say, is usually who are some of the headliners. So folks like the Warren Haynes Band, Warren Haynes has been in like Government Mule and did some Allman Brothers later things. So kind of those, that style of like jammy Southern rock. There's a lot of the Sam Bush Band, Bluegrass Royalty as well. Looking forward to checking out those. It's not always, you know, a total fit for me. They also have stuff like Margo Price, which I can't wait to see. Never seen Margo before.
Getting a little primer for Riverfest.
Going to be checking that out and I can't wait to see her here in Grand Rapids. Hooray for the Riff Raff. Never seen her before.
Yeah.
So a little bit of a kind of a mix there. And then St. Paul and the Broken Bones.
Oh.
I think you've seen them before, right?
No. Never seen them. Oh, nope.
Never mind. You know, never seen them. They were super retro soul when they started. They got kind of psychedelic rocky on their last album. And I think that
I've heard good things about their live show.
Yeah. St. Paul and the Broken Bones. I'm very much looking forward to, you know, then we got our Charlie Parr's. Classic. Haven't seen him for a little while now. Willie Carlisle.
Oh, yes. You're going to love him.
Yeah.
He is, so he's this folk singer, up and coming. I would actually put he and Ross Thorne a little bit in the same wheelhouse.
Humorous.
Very funny. Very, as soon as I saw him, I was like, oh, I think KXC listeners would love Willie Carlisle. Like, just really funny, really engaging, charming. You know, I just saw a solo set, so I don't know if that's what Willie will be bringing this time. But, I'm curious what your thoughts will be after that.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him. And when I think about, you mentioned Pert Near Sandstone and how they have, this has been their festival for a long time. And the way that they've always been tied in with it as they have grown and become more well-known and they've traveled the world a lot and made all these connections, this festival that they are kind of the hub of has also grown with them to become this, you know, kind of one of the big Midwest music festivals that a lot of people know of every year. And, you know, obviously without jumping really far or knowing what everyone's hope for is, but kind of seeing how Rialto has grown a little bit and as Wild Horses have stayed very kind of intentional about it and they've formed new connections and brought new bands in each year. It's kind of cool to see musicians be such a big part of music promoting as well because they do have a ton of connections, you know, in a different way. So it's definitely worked out really well for Blue Ox, and just kind of I like that festival style because you know that they are going to be interested in making it like a it has sort of a different vibe, I would say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does feel like it's run by kind of a band in the area and not at all by like a big
corporate
festival company.
Right.
Yes. I don't know how to describe that, but you just get there and you're kind of like, oh yeah, a band is putting this on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, curious to hear your thoughts after this weekend, and we'd love to know what festivals are you checking out this summer, or are you coming to Riverfest? Text us 218-326-1234. We're, of course, going to listen to a little Margo Price because you can see her along the banks of the Mississippi right here in Grand Rapids on Saturday, September 6th, along with Courtney Barnett, Alan Sparhawk, and Jeremy Albino. This is Burn What's Left.
Left. cats in trouble for playing me. Maybe I'm a bad man. You sweet like sugar. Let me taste your sugar. You give me super. You give me super. You sweet like sugar. Let me taste your sugar. You give me super.
Rich Matson and the North Stars, This Town. That's off their self-titled release. They are once again putting together, speaking of music festivals put on by musicians, Rock B Festival at the Mesaba Co-op Park in Hibbing is coming up Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd. Rich Matson and the North Stars will, of course, be playing Brothers Burn Mountain, Boss Mama and the Jebber Hooch, Hobo Revival, Iron Range, Outlaw Brigade, Thor Leisman, and more. And before that, Bong JR with Sweet Danger. Margot Price started that off with Burn Whatever's Left. Off her Strays 2 album, you can see Margot right along the banks of the Mississippi with her new band. She's got a great new honky-tonk band out in Nashville, and including Logan Ledger, who is an artist we've covered here as well. And she's going to be playing alongside Courtney Barnett, Jeremy Albino, and Alan Sparhawk. Get your tickets at GrandRapidsRiverFest.com. I'm Kari Headland, and you are listening to Headwaters on KAXE, your source for great music. Support for this program comes from Sanford Health, with primary care locations in Bemidji and across the Upper Midwest. Sanford Health is committed to providing care close to home. Learn more at sanfordhealth.org. And support comes from Thrive Up North, sharing the stories of a welcoming community of people who've chosen to make Itasca County their new home. Promoting all the area has to offer, including natural amenities and jobs in healthcare, manufacturing, and more. Offering an incentive package to help with your move to the area. Learn more at thriveupnorth.com. Coming up at 11, it is the World Cafe. They're continuing their sense of place in Italy. And then at 1 o'clock is On the River. Your host today is Kevin Sinnell. We receive support from Mississippi Music, a weekly summer concert series at the Bemidji Waterfront featuring live music, food vendors, a beer garden, and more. The event is open to all, no tickets required. More on Facebook at Mississippi Music at the Bemidji Waterfront. Up next, we are hearing a conversation recorded live in the KAXE studios following Kick It with KAXE with Molly Mayer and Eric Hoskinen. Any jokes to start off? No.
Oh. Dang it. Yeah, I got something. Hang on. I have dad jokes queued up. Where do young trees go to learn?
Where?
Elementary school.
That is a dad joke. No laughs from Eric. Just stoic. Molly Mayer is joining me in the studio here at KAXE along with Eric Hoskinen. They just performed at the Kick It with KAXE second annual in Grand Rapids. Welcome to the studio. Thanks for being here.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Hi, good morning. So let's just start with the two of you guys. You guys have worked together for a long time. And can we just kind of talk about how this collaboration started between the two of you? Because you do lots of various things together.
Yeah. I was playing a gig up in Duluth, and I was playing the indoor stage, whereas a very popular jam band was playing the outdoor stage, and it just happened to be like 70 and sunny outside. And so I had brought this huge band up to, I was so excited for this gig, and there was one person sitting in the audience, and no matter how judgmental he looked on his face, afterwards, I found out that it was Eric Hoskinen, and he was probably judging us. However, he was also supporting us. And then I got to watch his set, and I was absolutely blown away. And that's my memory of our origin story.
Did you know who Molly was before that show?
I knew the name, but yeah. We didn't know each other personally.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But man, I remember your set, and as soon as I got done playing that set, it started raining, and so then everybody started to come in, all
yeah,
the hundreds
like
of people.
350 people yes. watching my set.
And then Eric was so nice because he said, "Well, why don't you guys keep playing? You know, you can play into our set because everybody was outside." And again, that was another like, "Wow, what a good human." But then I was also so just done with the night, and then I was so excited because when you started to play, I got to get like my hippie jam on. A little pterodactyl dancing, and it was so good. Yeah, we just became friends after that.
Yeah.
Built clubhouses together.
You had a good band. I was in Michigan at the time when we met. Mm-hmm. I was.
Oh, this was that long ago.
This is in like 2004?
Three or four, I think, yeah.
So during the Real Phonic era, like you guys were, when you were in the Metro, you guys were working together a lot.
2011 So when we... I'm not supposed to be talking on this microphone.
This is just the beginning part.
Okay. So we started working musically together even when I was in Michigan. I would drive down to Minnesota and play. Her band and a bunch of her band members were also a helping catalyst of me moving to Minnesota. I liked playing music with all the people that were in the group. It was a good fit.
Molly, let's talk about that a little bit. You've got a killer band.
I do. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I mean, I was playing with the bass player, Steve Murray, and Paul Burgeon, even before we met Eric. But then Eric was definitely like the glue. Before, I had sort of a bench of musicians, but once we caught Eric, it felt like everything started to solidify. And I know for myself as a performer and as a music business person, I definitely, like, he helped me up my game, made me more responsible to what this was that I was trying to do. Absolutely, 100%. And I think it was just because of his passion and his commitment, just seeing that. It was like going to college, or which I didn't do, or high school, which I barely finished. But that was definitely like a very good teacher. And the band itself then just kind of, it just started to really solidify after that great piece came in. I love playing with them. Yeah, it's Time on Our Feet Together, and maybe a reputation that we've established, but it's also that the musicians like Eric and Paul and Steve are so, they can sense anything. Like, we've played together so much that it's like if a piece of hair moves, like, they know then, like, mm-hmm. okay, let's, and they can react and then guide us to wherever we're going to go. As they know, I can be very clumsy on stage, absolutely, and I'm probably the weakest link, but that's okay, because I know that they have me, and that regardless, they're going to help us get whatever song to the finish line.
Lars Erik Larsen was your drummer last night. I've never heard him drum to more rootsy blues music before.
Yeah.
That felt like a different side of him before with your music.
That's, yeah, we were doing a monthly gig and in St. Paul at the White Squirrel every second Wednesday, and Lars was living in the neighborhood, and so we thought, well, this will be a really nice fit, and so that was a way to bring him in and get a little practice time with him. So yeah, it was really fun. He was with us last year when we played Festival Rialto, and then it was fun to have him last night. And I agree, it's been fun to see that the other sides of him, or feel the other sides of him, what he can play.
We were on a panel last year, maybe 2 years ago, in Aiken mm-hmm. together, and something that came up about that, it was a panel of women in the music industry. There was a conversation that came up around one of the things that you do. You do many things for the music community in St. Paul, but one of the things that you do is connect female musicians with other bands. Can you talk a little bit about that here?
I think, yeah, that was a fun panel, and that was a great event that they had put together. I just think that it's important for females, as I mean, for anybody really coming up in the music business. But for me, when I started out, it was probably 90% men and 10% women. And I had a lot of great mentors along the way. And so for me, it just feels like it's giving back. And it's wonderful to see that the dial is getting moved, so it's a little bit more equal. But I do try to make extra effort if there's a female identifying musician who has questions to support them. I just think it's just someone did it for me, so I need to continue that.
You have been in the music industry for a very long time. We realized at that panel that I booked you for a gig back in college in the early 2000s.
That was amazing.
Want to talk about the tooth?
No, we don't.
She lost a tooth on the way to the gig. I'll just say it.
Yeah. Wasn't the first, wasn't the last. I played the gig. I was so excited.
You did.
You were very kind.
But, you know, cycles of small worlds. So what are some of the things that you've, obviously you've grown up and there's so much to learn there. It's hard to put in a nutshell. But like, if you could talk to yourself 25 years ago, 20 years ago, what would you tell her?
I would say, go do more. Just be better and do more. I think I was really lazy at first and I took it for granted. You know, I like misspelled performers' names on my records. Like I would have done more. But I think that it's important, if you want to make music a career, to find out more about all the sides of the music business, whatever that is. And so for me, it's been very beneficial knowing what goes on both sides of the curtain, because I think ultimately it makes me a better musician and showing up in a more professional way. That's what I would tell her. For me, it's been a very trial by fire, you know, just kind of learning on my feet. Sometimes that's not the most efficient way, but that's that's how I'm here.
Being a musician is not just being a musician. You all know this very well. I'm not saying anything new to you, but I think a lot of times people don't quite understand all of the roles that you do need to play. Being a booking agent, doing your own marketing, doing, you know, those are things that you do not, most don't have a background in.
Yeah.
And the landscape is constantly changing. So that adds to the layers of sort of confusion around that. How do you navigate that? How do you learn that?
I mean, I think, yeah, just
trial by fire.
Trial by fire, indeed. It was interesting when Eric and I and a couple of other friends of ours did like the Real Phonic Radio Hour. That was a very much, I learned everything for every show, you know, from booking it to just even, you know, I mean, it sounds so silly, but just like stocking the green room, you know, just how to support musicians in so many different ways, getting charts together and really just running a business and seeing what we can do with it and how can we grow it. I'm still learning that. But that experience of the Real Phonic Radio Hour, and just to fill people in, it was a live concert series that Eric, myself, Paul Bergen, and Tom Middlebrook ran with the help of some other people at a beautiful space in St. Paul, the James J. Hill Reference Library. So we would bring in an artist from out of state, and then they would perform in this great library. And it was so fun because, like, just even booking it, all I would do is send them a picture of the space. And they were like, oh, yeah, I'm
sold
in.
It.
Yeah, yeah. We would pay for their travel. You know, we'd give them a little bit of money. But the great part was that they had this incredible backing band that Eric was the musical director for. So that experience, it's like, it's sure, you know, we love seeing particular artists. But then when you bring them and then sprinkle in these other musicians and that conversation that happens that we all get to witness in real time. I think that's what made it extra special. And so just taking like that experience and then in any of my shows, like how can you elevate something? We're musicians. We're on stage to, I think, suspend ourselves from reality. Like I'm not going to get into politics on stage. What I want to do is like you've worked, you've parked your car, you've gotten the babysitters or whatever, and now you're here. And so we want to bring you to a space outside of yourself that makes it worth that you left your home for.
When are you guys going to bring back Real Phonic Radio Hour? Because I love that whole concept, like with the backing band, with the space, with the bringing the musicians in. That was such a cool endeavor you guys did.
Yeah, we'd love to do it again.
Yeah.
We need a space was the thing. To go just do it somewhere that didn't have that sort of magic, I don't think. It's been the hard part.
The one tagline, I just remembered this, was that Middlebrook had said, artistry in everything. And so we had a photographer that would come. We would, you know, have a nice poster that was made. It was like something a little special. But yeah, we would need a space. Oh, and we recorded every show. And so we were going through some of the logistics on that. So we have all of those shows recorded.
I suppose we should do something.
I know we should. Probably should.
I mean, we've got an avenue.
Hey, if only we knew of a great radio station.
Yes, if you would like to release them all, you are...
I'm serious. That sounds
so
like...
So are we, actually.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
So on the booking note, Molly, let's talk about Lutesong a little bit. This has been... Is this the third?
This will be our fourth year.
Okay.
Yep. Yep, the Lutesong Music Festival, which takes place at Ski Hill in Lutesong, Minnesota. I run that with two other gentlemen. It's 3 days, the second weekend in July now. We've got about, I think, 20 bands. One of my favorite things about it is that we have two opportunities that are just free and open to the community, because it's important to always to give back and to also just keep people connecting in whatever level they can. So we do like an opening night that's free at the North Shore Winery. And then we always end up on Sunday afternoons at the North Shore Winery. But in the midst of that, we do a lot of programming Friday and Saturday. That's all ticketed. Three stages. Yeah, it's lovely.
I've heard it's lovely. I haven't had a chance to make it yet. And but I've heard from friends who have gone about what a just sort of magical experience it is. And that the musicians hang out. I mean, it's just a very casual sort of festival. And you've got a great lineup this year, like Jack Klatt, Jeremy Messersmith, Dusty Hart, which I haven't heard of them playing around for a long time. I was excited to see them on
They are actually part of our community kickoff. They play every year on that Thursday you know, Barbara Jean lives up there. Mm-hmm. For us, like having Barbara Jean being such a prominent person up there, yeah, it feels important to have her. She's come and collaborated with a lot of the artists, she and Mike Lewis. It's been fun. We've had Eric playing as Eric himself, but also with Jeffrey Folkart.
And then yeah.
I sat in with Dusty Hart.
That's right.
Last 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Grand Rapids Wild Horses.
Of course. This will be their second year coming back, which is really fun.
They loved the first year they went.
We all love them for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Honey Dogs.
Yeah.
Because they've got this reunion happening.
They do, yeah. Their record release is coming. I don't know how many years it's been since their last record, but it's the original lineup. So we're excited to have them. Greg Mueller is a sculptor based out of there, of Lutzen and the North Shore. And he does on Saturday nights sort of like we call it the Lutzen burn. And he'll create something over the weekend that's sort of the theme for the weekend. And then we kind of burn it. It's like a Burning Man.
So that is July 10th through the 13th, and people can get tickets through the Lutsong website?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And it's Lutsong, L-U-T-S-O-N-G.
So other than Lutsong, what is ahead for you for the summer?
I also run a guitar festival out of St. Paul. It's called the Lakeside Guitar Festival. It was originally called the Lowertown Guitar Festival when it used to be in Mears Park. And now we do it at the Como Lakeside Pavilion, and that's through a nonprofit that I run called Music Mission, where we do connection through music and between the Americas. That'll be the second weekend in August, and that is also a free festival. It goes from Friday and Saturday, 8th and 9th, I believe. And we do all types of music celebrating the guitar. So whether it's singer-songwriter or jazz avant-garde, we have Hema coming with her band out of Eau Claire. And then we have a beautiful artist coming up from Mexico. We started a guitar festival in Mexico City, and he was one of the standout artists for me, playing lots of traditional rancheros and that sort of thing. And he luckily had a visa, so a venue in Mexico is actually setting him up. Wow. So that's going to be the first night, and I'm so excited for that. Like, that's one of my favorite lineups, I think, over almost 15 years I've been doing this. I'm really excited for that.
Tell me more about that organization.
Music Mission. I run it with a friend of mine named Todd Clouser, and Todd is from Minnesota, but he's been living in Mexico for about 15 years. And it was just a way for him. He started it as a philanthropic endeavor to just give back to a culture that's been supporting him, you know, in all sorts of ways. And I have my own story that I felt like I needed to give back to that culture. So we just kind of came together and decided to combine guitars and music, and how can we make this happen? And what we do with Music Mission is that we offer up scholarships. Maybe it's just a donation. We'll help produce records. We produced a documentary, but everything that's kind of around music. And it's, you know, it's some people maybe out of Mexico, but we also will try to support people in Minnesota as well. We've done some cross-pollinating tours between Mexico and Minnesota. So just whatever we can do. It's a case-by-case basis, but just connection through music is the ultimate goal.
Well, I always think of you as like the ultimate connector. So this is...
it's my core value.
Yeah, it's a great value.
Yeah.
We've been talking with Molly Mayer here on KAXE, joined by Eric Koskinen. Thank you guys so much for coming up and playing Kick It with KAXE this year.
Thank you.
Just thanks for coming in and making the time.
Thank you. Thanks for being the biggest supporter there is.
Yeah.
Very much appreciated.
If I had pom-poms, I'd be waving them for you and for the radio station. You got it.
That is Molly Mayer and Eric Koskinen up in Grand Rapids for Kick It with KAXE, an event made possible through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. You'll be able to find that conversation at our website, kaxe.org. We're also working on a gallery post, a photo gallery of a recap of our Kick It with KAXE event. You can find that and a lot more at our website, kaxe.org. There is coverage of the storms that came through Bemidji on Friday last week. There is a story up now about a nurse strike going on in northern Minnesota, as well as more about our album of the week and a whole lot more. Go to kaxe.org. This is Headwaters. Support for KAXE comes from Music on Mount Itasca, taking place Saturday, July 12th, starting at 5 o'clock, serving featuring local food trucks and live music from Brothers Burn Mountain and Morning Bird. Tickets and information at Mount Itasca's Facebook page. We also receive support from the Keg and Cork in downtown Bemidji, an Irish pub serving the area since 1974. Kitchen open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. More at kegbemidji.com.
Canción tocando, aunque no estás. Una loquera pensando, ¿por qué te vas?
this is Alomar by Tropa Magica. You know, before that, out with the debut full-length album Blessed out on Sub Pop Records. That was massive. You are listening, you have been listening to Headwaters. You can hear it weekdays at 9 a.m. It's your source for great music. Tomorrow, DJ Dang is bringing you a great mix of music at 9 o'clock. Weather for today will be a chance for some showers. Already seen some in the Brainerd area, just south of Grand Rapids, through heading through most of north central Minnesota at the moment. Mostly cloudy, highs 68 to about 79 degrees. Tonight, the chance for showers continues with lows 54 to 57 degrees. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us, fight for us at KAXE.org. And you can find out more about protecting public media like KAXE at protectmypublicmedia.org. Up next, it is the World Cafe.